Nerd Soul.
Yeah, late ill kid at one, y'all still holding down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, another wonderful episode of On Screen. We talk about this trailer, bro. Look, check this out. Marvel said, I ain't gonna tell you nothing, nerd soul. Usually we send you an email, let you know when somebody drop, man. Today, nah. What we gonna do, we just gonna hit you with a trailer, all right? That's all you gonna get. You gonna wake up in the morning, bam, trailer in your face. You gonna be doing other stuff, here come a trailer. And that trailer is for the one and only Marvels. Now, before we get going, I don't know if you heard it, but I believe Jason Reeves and I covered Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan's show, and I loved it way more than I thought I would. Her general excitement about being a hero and having powers was something that is refreshing to me. Shout to Coop. I think Coop was on that podcast too. Just so refreshing to see someone excited about their powers, excited about the future, and interested in being a hero, not some anti-hero or someone who's all dramatic and down about heroism. They actually want to be a hero and they want to be there. So it was exciting to see that. I love the family aspect, all of that, and I really enjoyed it. One thing I did not like is at the end of the show, we have her disappear and Captain Marvel showed up. I didn't like it. I was like, man, I don't like this. I don't want to see that. This is stupid. I don't like that. But I would like to now retract my previous statement with this teaser trailer that has me excited, because now we get to see the other side of what was going on, and I am way more interested now in the switching of places than I was then. At that time, I was like, man, I don't like it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not into it. I don't care about them switching places. But now, seeing how they throw it off and seeing how they have them, you know, just basically crashing into stuff and, you know, not being able to control it, it throws a new wrinkle in all of their powers. And it throws in a new kind of way to play along with one another, to team up with one another, to, you know, kind of have their powers complement one another. I think this is cool. So kudos to Marvel for first having me being like, I don't like this idea. I don't like it. I don't want it. To now I'm like, no, let's see where this goes. I'm excited. So of course we got the trailer. You got, you know, Monica Rambeau doing her thing, minding her business, just out in space, doing what space people do. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden she's transported, you know, Kamala's transported. You got, Carol transported. Everybody switching places. And to see the panic from Kamala turn to straight excitement when she sees Nick, it's, man, I love her. The young lady they casted, I don't know her name. She's Kamala. That's her name now. Just like JJ is JJ. I don't even know JJ's real name. JJ's gonna be JJ. But anyway, just like Cole Brown. I don't know Cole's real name. Cole is Cole. Now, I know y'all probably say he Roach, depending on how old you are, because he was also Roach. I mean, sorry, also Cockroach on The Cosby Show. But he Cole. All right, Cole Brown. You got to wear a hat. But back to Kamala. The actress is killing it in this. Man, yo. The way she switched from total panic to like, oh, snap, Nick. Nick Fury? Yo, am I in the Avengers now? It's like, no, you're not in the Avengers. And I don't even know who you are. And why are you here? Now, well, I'll take that back. Nick Fury probably knows who she is, because Nick Fury be knowing all kinds of stuff. But seeing her excitement there, seeing her freak out when seeing the cat that, like, swallows people. Someone in the chat, let me know, what is that cat? That cat is some type of alien. Someone told me before and I forgot. But anyway, seeing her freak out the way she did, and also seeing them show up at her family's house, which is another thing that I love. Kamala's family, or Kamala. I don't exactly remember how they pronounce it. Apologies, it's not a disrespect. The way they just like, oh, hey, what's up, Nick? How's it going? Like, they, I love that her family is so involved in it. And so just, you know, they're just like, hey, this is what we do. What's up? Like, come on in. You know, we a hero family. You know what I'm saying? We support heroes here. So I like that. Them coming in, her immediately getting swapped out. You know, her being like, oh, I can do this. And they're like, no, don't do it. And like, just figuring out, I'm assuming in this show they're going to figure that out, because we do see them training together, which is another part that I really dig, is them not only learning their powers, but learning each other's powers, how to team up and accentuate attacks. And the way I say that is, just like in No Way Home, when you saw this, all the Spider-Men like swinging together, and then Peter 1 swung Peter 2 and Peter 3 even higher. That stuff was sweet. Like, that was awesome. And I hope we get some similar stuff here where they're all fighting together and using the, you know, the light spectrum, and, you know what I'm saying, spectrum or photon or whoever she's going to be. And then seeing Carol do, like, seeing them do some kind of cool, you know, V formation attack or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to do the flying V from the Ducks, right? You know what I'm saying? So just seeing them work alongside each other, and hopefully also seeing them warm up to Kamala. Because, like, Kamala's attitude is super adorable and exciting for me. Like, I already explained to you. So, her being like, yo, are we a team? And then be like, nope, I work alone. Or nope, I don't want no team. And her being like, yes, we're a team. I hope that this kind of gets some great teamwork and lays the groundwork for some great future stories. And this is what I mean by that. Marvel, I know y'all doing the shows, but y'all don't always have to do the shows. Werewolf by Night was an amazing short film. After this show, maybe once a year, you could have an amazing short film. It ain't gotta be like 4 hours, 5 hours, 2.5 hours. Just a nice little hour-long storyline, maybe 45 minutes, where they go on a mission together and they got to do something real quick. And you can see their teamwork and see their camaraderie, because the, at least what I'm seeing, the chemistry on screen is looking real cool, to have all of these ladies just kind of like around each other. You got kind of like a mentor, mentee kind of thing. And hopefully her excitement rubs off on them, where they're like, hey, I'm kind of like, you know, I've been, you know, like Monica, like, I've been in the military or military kind of stuff all my life. And then even Carol being like, I've been in the military kind of stuff like all my life. That's like, I'm a career military lady. Well, I mean, I guess not now, because she's a superhero, but before that she was in the Air Force flying and stuff, and, you know, that's what she do. But having a kid that's excited about heroism, also excited about the little guy, because, you know, like Kamala, you know, Spider-Man, all of them, they do, you know, they kind of do the neighborhood stuff. So maybe her rubbing off on them and giving them a new perspective as they kind of mentor her into a more confident hero. I hope we get that. I really do. I'm excited for this. I went from hating the way that show ended. I was like, I love everything about the show, but I hate the end. But if the family's chemistry is back, I love the dad. He is a trip. When he showed up as the Green Hulk, as like Dad Hulk or whatever, I love that. Man, I'm excited, man. I could not be more happy with this teaser. Disney, they doing their thing now, man. They trying. They did a couple things on Star Wars. They doing their thing. I saw the video game trailer. You know what I'm saying? I saw that Jedi Survivor. You know what I'm saying? Now they got Marvels. Look. Alright, Disney, don't mess this up. Alright, because y'all on a good streak with these trailers. Now, please let the shows be an indication of how good the trailers have been. Alright, I don't want to have to come back here and say that the trailer was good, but y'all ain't come through. Alright, so holler at me. I'm gonna holler at you down in them comments. Let's talk. Let's talk Marvels, man. I love the music choice. I love, of course, seeing the family again. I love Nick showing up at the house like, yo, is Kamala Khan here? Like, the look on his and Monica's face, like, is there a girl here by the name of Kamala? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even seem, they just like, look, where the kid at? Because I don't want to do this. I got better things to do. So that is just exciting to me. The freaking out with the cat. I just want to have fun with this cast of people. Hopefully, you know, like I said, we don't have to change the whole multiverse. I do want to see some multiverse in here, though, because if this is supposed to be the multiversal saga, we need to start actually getting into it. But we don't have to have super high stakes. I just like their chemistry together, all three of them. I think it's going to be great, man. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm ready to see what we do. So, of course, NEID, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next incursion, until the next spacewalk, until the next time you switch places with another superhero, peace.